Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, July 27th. A little bit of firmness after the overnight in the corn, Kansas City, Minneapolis wheat, and the beans. Chicago wheat didn't do a whole lot to end the day, although there was some volatility there in the wheat. Let's take a look at corn first. We had December finish up a half cent at 376 and a quarter. That's up 7 1/4 cents on the week. Pretty tight range today, about 4.5 cents. Didn't move a whole lot from the overnight where we were down a penny and a quarter. Commitment of traders report this afternoon really won't have a whole lot to say about what happened here because most of the moves in the corn and the wheat happened after the Tuesday reporting period, but we'll still keep an eye on that to see how they traded in the previous week. Also in the corn this morning, adding to a bit of firmness, there was a sale announced of 270,000 tons of corn to unknown, so that's good. And there is also some talk that they may be putting a little bit of hot and dry weather back into the 11 to 16 day forecast. Not a lot of confidence in that, but if it comes true, that maybe also be behind a bit of the firmness in beans. Taking a look at beans, November finished up 9 1/4 cents at 8.85 1/4. That's up 20.5 cents on the week, putting a high this weekend at 8.96, which was just near the previous highs from the first week of July there, July 6th and July 9th there, but couldn't quite get through that $9 mark. We'll have to see if that psychological number brings a little bit more pain and short covering to the funds. USDA announced a sale this morning of 154,100 tons of beans to unknown. So again, we will have to see what the commitment of traders report shows and whether or not the funds are still short any significant amount in the beans. I'd imagine that they are, and we'll need a push higher to get them to continue to cover. And then the wheat, which was really the driver of the markets this week, we had Chicago September wheat finished down 6 cents at 5.30 1/2, just a half cent better than the overnight trade. That's up 14.5 cents on the week, about 23 cents off of the week's highs at 5.53 3/4. Kansas City September finished down 1.5 cents at 5.32 1/2. That's about 4 to 5 cents off the overnight lows. Finished up 24 cents on the week and put in a high at 53.5. So we finished about 20 cents off of the week's highs. And Minneapolis September, the spring wheat, the big driver there on those reduced yields coming out of that crop tour, finished up 4 3/4 cents at 5.92 1/2. That's up 37.5 cents on the week, but about 19 cents off of the highs coming in yesterday at 6.11 3/4. So again, we'll have to see how this plays out here, whether or not the funds are completely out of their shorts in Minneapolis, and what they will do with these newer long positions in the Chicago contract. In outside markets, we've got the dollar down 7 points at 94.47. Crude oil down 88 cents a barrel at 68.73. And we've got the stock market trading down about 110 points here. That was after this morning's much stronger than in recent years GDP number for the second quarter. It came in at 4.1%, more than double the highs of the last several years, but was still a couple of fractional points under what was expected, and so after firming up a little bit on the opening, the market has traded down lower. We'll have to see how that plays out as well. But all in all, a pretty decent week in the grains, a firmer tone here, and we will have to see if this continues and if we can get to some levels which will bring in some fun short covering in the corn and the beans. So demand is remaining good as well, and if this warmer weather that's forecast continues through the rest of July, just a few days, and then into August, we may see some of those yield models declining and then get another little bit of boost here under these markets. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.